love that. We won those guns for the There's a whole set of them, different types.
It's good. I love that Instagram. We've got like, it's like, since we first started talking about it, Instagram.
Yeah.
And then.
So, what is Instagram?
When we first started, when you came to me and said, Carl, you like taking photographs? I said, yes. Anyway, I got this new package called Instagram. It's a new application. And you introduced me. It's very nice. And then since then, it's been very nice.
Yeah.
I think what I like about it is that you build a community where you can quite happily speak to people in America, Indonesia, Australia, Holland, Germany.
So many Japanese,
but it's really good because it turns out you all have something in common. You all have a sense of humour.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to express anything to do with photography, art, design, and anything like that. So
I'll tell you something really cool.
But
2 days ago, a new website came out and an iPhone app. But what it does is you can just make a postcard of any Instagram photo you're taking. That's it. So you know your way.
And you don't have to bother about maybe buying a stamp.
No.
Just take a picture.
Yep.
Do a comment.
Yep.
Send it off.
Yep.
Job done.
Done. You just put the address in.
Sounds great for my friend, but my mom would hate that. Because she'd be like, where's the personal touch?
That's like, literally the personal touch.
Yeah. So you'd be like, but what about the weather? What about, like, wish you were here? Where's the donkeys? Where's the kiss me queen?
Oh.
You know, I mean, this is what mums are like.
That's fair enough. Maybe you can write a message on the back. I don't know. I've not researched it, really. But to be honest, I'd be pretty interested in seeing what it does.
Thank you for the drinks.
That's okay. This is now my official podcasting drink, Havana.
Oh, are we starting it?
Yeah, I'll go back and add an intro later.
Excellent.
Even better then. Who are you?
We don't know about not doing that. No. Who are you?
Alright, so this is AutoCast 13. I've skipped 12 because I've got to go back and do it. And I'm here with Carl Baird.
Hello.
I promised you guys while we were on the Mikey podcast that he would be coming up, and here he is.
Hello. Hello, everyone in podcast world.
Yeah. So we're sitting in the office. We have
room. We have room. We have a van of room.
It's nice.
Very nice. Which one is it?
Anyako.
A special. Very nice. And Dr. Pepper for some strange reason. They don't naturally go together.
No, they don't. But I kind of enjoy the mix of both.
I like your braveness on your drinks. the Havana Club, a special, and Dr. Pepper. Very intriguing.
Yeah, it's a nice mix.
It's what's it? How come I missed on this?
Oh, the Diplomatico.
Diplomatico. So, so the good stuff's gone.
Yeah.
And I get to drink Havana.
Just Havana.
Yeah, with a classy beverage of Dr. Pepper on the side. Very nice. Am I the last one on this now?
Yeah, that's it now.
Sorry that I got the cheapest. Thank you.
Sorry, we could have had the not so classy dip.
So next, if you've got somebody next, what are they going to have? They're going to have like skull. They're going to have some kind of.
It's Peter O'Toole.
Holston Pills next.
So I think
Holston Pills would be stupid.
Carly.
Just get Tesco's own brand. This says beer on it.
7.4%.
This says beer. I love it on those ones. They've got like a drink sensibly, and it's like 7.8%.
Yeah.
Leave half a cap.
White lightning.
There's nobody's doing.
It's like 50 liters.
Yeah.
So, in case you guys haven't guessed, Carl is a nerd, just as I am. Well, he's probably more geeky, depends on
your definition. Whoa, what's that? Big statement. I'm more geeky than you. You've got 3 screens in front of you.
No, okay. More of a geek than a nerd. I'll be specific then.
Sorry.
Yes, you're right, but you have, you do a lot of things that I don't do. You do a load of really cool photo experiments. My photography is always taking bits of junk people.
It's just so cool. You can have, like, natural, looking people, and I feel quite intrusive when I do that. I don't want to get the black eyes. So, but you're quite happy. It's like, because everyone's always seen you with a camera, so they're quite happy for you to stick a camera in their face at 2 o'clock in the morning in a nightclub. And they think no more about it. If they see me with a camera at 2:30 in a nightclub, and I stick a camera in their face, I'm going to lose another tooth.
It's just, yeah, it's got close to that every now, occasionally, but I think it's part of the fun.
Yeah. How was Michael when you came? How was my rock star brother?
Well, he was happy. He
was drunk.
He was, yeah.
High as a kite, was it?
He was, yeah.
Heroin fixed.
we did shooting up in the back garden.
Nice.
You know,
classic. So Mike was... Mike was breaking some rock star rules when he came
here.
Mike was breaking some my rock star brother Michael.
Yeah.
Breaking
yeah.
rock star rules. Everyone knows if you're in a band and you're on the road, there is a rule.
You do not.
What happens on the road? It stays on the road. And there's and you have to in your membership in the rock star club.
Yeah.
This is like Fight Club.
Yeah.
Number one, we don't talk about
that shit.
Rule number two. If you talk about what happens on the road, you die.
Seriously.
Really?
I haven't
Mike's
seen
not
it.
All broken once. He's broken it many times.
I love that. I like it. So I'm about to tell a story, but it's okay, because first I told it on the radio anyway.
I'm not interested. Okay. What I'm saying is that this story that Mike told me on the road in this rock band, which was a great tour, by the way.
Yeah,
it was. Fantastic tour.
Yeah, yeah.
But this apparent story, this alleged story that happened, after it allegedly happened, I allegedly told Michael to not say anything about it. Which, when we came back to England, Mike straight away went onto the radio and told this alleged story. Not happy with that, Mike then, as my best man at the wedding, told it to my entire family. And my wife's, my future wife, oh, sorry, my wife's entire family as well, and guests, and their children. Not only that, he made a video about it. He made a video blog, which he showed at my wedding. And said, it'll be the last time I did a let story go.
Yeah.
But we're not content with that. He's found a new format now.
What, internet?
He's going, what's this thing called podcast? Oh, it's a new format where I can release this alleged story. I'm sure if there's another format that comes out in a year or two, you'll be like, well, I've got a story for you.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a newspaper?
This alleged story that I found in my brain, which could maybe not true.
It could well be.
Check future podcasts.
Noted.
Yeah, well, it's fine. But yeah, I think we should all take a vote and maybe kick Michael out of the Rockstar Club on the grounds that he can't keep a freaking secret. Alleged secret.
Yeah.
About what may or may not happen in the Czech Republic. on a 2 week tour.
A 2 week tour. Oh, fuck yeah, you're.
So how's your band doing?
We're good. We're about to release a new EP.
Cool.
I'm getting all the artwork and stuff sorted. It's called.
Oh, it's a bitch, isn't it? I'm doing Mikey's.
I know, we had this discussion.
It's so hard because initially I said to him, what's it called, the album? What's the album called? Even though it's like 2 years late.
Chinese Democracy, right?
Use Your Illusion 3, something like that. So Martin's like, we've got a new idea. Because we can't think of a title for the album.
It's going to be eponymous.
He says, what we're going to do is that we're going to wait for the artwork and then take the title off.
Oh, that is terrible.
So I was like, well, hang on, I'm doing the artwork. You went, yeah.
So
I said, well, have you got any ideas of what you want the artwork to be? He's like, oh, no, just make
just
it cool.
Be creative,
just make it
cool.
I said, but what if it turns out it's shit? He went, well, you'll do it again. I said, yeah, but maybe if you give me some pointers about how you want the artwork to look. I mean, maybe give me some titles off the album.
Yeah.
Well, we've only got a few so far. We've recorded everything.
Oh, yeah.
But we've only got a few titles.
Actually, I'll agree on that. We always do our titles.
Right? Yeah. I mean, but even to the point, like, last night, Mike came around and we had a few drinks and had a meal and so on. And we're watching a programme and then inspirationally, we went, you know what I said? I've got some ideas. Forget all that. I've got some new ideas. So
yeah.
I could have been spending a week already creating some monumental pieces of
ideas. Let's call it that.
Let's call it art, shall we? Let's call it art. Not like a mashup. And it comes back to this point. I went, I've got a new idea now. It's not it's not a direct opposite of what you were doing last night, yeah. But it's pretty close.
Yeah, you know, about that horse that I wanted.
Yeah.
That horse is definitely going to have to be goat.
I said to my friend, well, what about, if you've not got a lot of ideas, why don't we make it quite abstract? I can do some abstract images.
Yeah,
and then you can call it anything. Yeah, you can do some drops of ink in water.
Yeah.
I mean, I know many about them, don't I? I said, no, it has to be, yeah. I said, that's fine. And Dean and my mother spent a sleepless night thinking about what it should call and how the artwork should look. And she said to me the next day, going, well, I've had an idea about Mike and his band walking away from Armageddon. And all these nuclear explosions in the background. And they're just walking away looking very cool. And this poor woman who's had a sleepless night.
Yeah.
And I shot the idea down in seconds.
Nah.
Well, it looked a bit juicy. I wouldn't go with it. You'd be an idiot for that idea. I'm thinking inky water.
You artistic man.
It's a lot better than walking away with some snakes and some bikinis.
That's not a bad album.
Well, I've seen. I think one of Mike's first videos was basically bikinis, snakes, tattoos. It was in the West. That's what I did.
Wow,
it's a great video. Actually, it's great. If you see it, Mike, it's brilliant.
Is that that's
Miss Your Eyes? I forget what. I think it was Next Big Story. Not Next Big Story. I don't know which one it was. But anyway, it's very.
It's interesting.
It was very rock.
Very cool.
Yes. Anyway.
Okay, so you're a gamer. Hey, have you played? Yeah,
I have an iPad, please. Don't have an iPad, no, I can't afford an iPad. Well, not for now. I've got a PlayStation. You don't like PlayStation.
I don't like Sony. There's no.
I've got a PS3.
I'm not.
I've had a PS0.
A PS. Yeah.
Zero. they didn't call it PS1.
It was just. Yeah, it was called PSX. Or PS...
Oh, was it?
It's called PS1 internally.
Ah.
Because me and.
Externally?
Externally, it's called the PlayStation.
Yeah. Boom.
Me and Stuart Nolan had developer's kits, and I turned mine into a plant pot, then checked on eBay.
You turned it into a plant pot?
Yeah, it's a brilliant plant pot.
You're crazy.
That's brilliant.
Oh. You turned it into a plant pot? I went for gaming.
I went for this period of time where I gave all of my friends gaming-related plant pots.
Yeah.
With...
So I'm going to try some of your Dr. Pepper in this classy drink.
Yeah, well, I feel like it really adds to the texture. Mm.
I feel the cheetahs fading away.
It's not even very fizzy anymore.
That's right. It's flat Dr. Pepper. Nice. In the Havana Club and it's next to a good...
It won't even fit in my fridge. It's too big. So it's room temperature.
That's lovely.
Too.
That's quality.
We'll leave it.
You don't expect that kind of quality in places when you go fishing.
No. We expect cocaine.
Expect at least a glass of water. It's not even water, it's just like an empty bottle of Diplomatic. It's just like, this is what you could have won. This is what you could have had if you did a podcast a few days earlier.
You could have some Diplomatico, a cup of tea, or...
All I can see right now is an eaten apple in a dirty bowl, a knife in it, some Dr. Pepper, some gaming stuff, three screens, a dirty desk, and you with your phobia about PlayStation.
I don't agree. Oh no, Sony, they did some very unethical things and they carry on doing it.
Like,
do you have the original PlayStation?
I don't know, unfortunately. I got rid of mine years ago along with the Mega Drive and the other gaming stuff I had at the time. In fact, we had the Mega Drive until probably about 2 years ago. And I remember my son used to play still on the Mega Drive, even though we had the PlayStation 2 at the time.
Oh,
yeah. He used to still play the Mega Drive.
Yeah.
And but no, we got rid of that. I think we gave it away. I think we might have given it to Mr. Tasker, actually.
Oh, he'd appreciate it.
Well, he needs to keep his hands busy, so
we gave him
the devil's hands. So we gave him the Mega Drive and some quality games like Golden Axe.
Okay. So, right, you're bringing up a kid.
Yeah. Well, yes. Almost completed that.
I know you have.
He's 13.
Achievement unlocked. Teenager, in fact.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I can't take the whole credit because the last 5 years have been living in Chicago. So.
Yeah. How was that? I met him.
Pretty tough. Yeah. Pretty tough. But you know what? I think he's been is being rich and filled with experience.
Definitely. Travel abroad is a mind.
Absolutely. And when it first became known that he was going to go abroad with his mum, it was a case of, like, shock.
Obviously.
Crushness.
And he's like, whoa.
Anger or something. But no, actually, after, like, probably a day, I got a good think about it. And I thought it's probably a great opportunity.
Yeah.
A great opportunity for somebody that young to, I think he's about 7 years old at the time, to go to America.
Yeah.
And experience a different culture. Because even though we still see America as similar to us, it is a very different culture to us.
I agree.
Yeah. And the thing about kids, they're just taking their step.
Yeah, they'll just...
They just adapt.
Straight away.
And they're fantastic adapters. And we've still got the realms of the internet and emails. Emails, we've got, like, video calls and everything else. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
The first few months were pretty tough.
No, I can imagine.
But once it got settled in, I was quite excited for it.
For him.
And the things about Google Earth as well.
Yeah.
It's like you can check out where they're living.
Yeah.
And like which schools they're at and like how close the school is to the where they're living.
Where they're living.
And just like, look,
and you can get a feel for it
absolutely,
already.
Absolutely, yeah. Right? And you can look at their surrounding areas. I think it's the first place that lived in, or it's maybe second. Was in where was it? Anyway, they had like a little beach at the bottom.
Beautiful.
They had like a big lake called Crystal Lake, the place was. And you could fish in there, you could play there. And they could play there in the morning before they go to school.
Beautiful.
Which is like, you don't get that over here.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't want you to go to America because you've got a back garden to play.
Damn it!
You don't want to go to America and play on a beach before school.
Who would want to do that?
That's crazy talk. So, I know, me and Claire, obviously my wife, went over there and went to visit them at their place over there, and it's fantastic. I mean, the quality of life over there is fantastic.
Yeah.
It really is. It's still as tough as it is over here.
Mm-hmm.
And you've still got to perform as well as you can, but yeah, great.
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 Cool. So, how do you try and, help bring his upbringing? I mean, do you try and balance off being really nerdy versus being the kind of father that's like, you can't do that?
Well, it's a million-pound question. I mean,
how do you balance that?
I think you've got to give kids scope to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't stop everything. I mean, as a parent, you naturally want them to stop doing things that are stupid or dangerous. And it's natural as a parent.
Yeah.
But Jordan's always been quite intelligent.
He keeps challenging me to games on StarCraft. I really should take him up.
And he's got a natural interest in... Because he says to me, he's not a natural artist, but he likes to play around with Photoshop. Past week he's been doing...
Was he doing the art? There was his work?
That's his work. All his work. Basically, we got all the software.
Yeah.
Installed it on his new PC.
Uh-huh.
And within half an hour, he developed... we shot some film earlier in the day.
Yes.
Where he was just doing the acts of maybe he's got something in his hand.
So
within half an hour, me loading onto his computer, he'd like made these visual effects by going onto like
YouTube
and all these
tutorials.
And within half an hour, he'd like done these fireballs
in the hands. Yeah, I saw this.
And I spoke to him last night, and he's like going, "Yeah, I've just done vectoring and blah blah blah." And I'm like, "Wow, bloody hell,
beautiful, right?"
Yeah. So I mean, he's always been about maybe going into all sorts of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all very quite creative. And I love the fact that he's really enjoying what he's doing now. I'm not saying he's going to do his career.
No.
But if he does, then brilliant. Yeah. Why not?
You've got to start if you're starting.
Exactly. And I know in the summer last year and to this year, he's been writing a movie script.
It's amazing. Cool.
He's 13, but writing a movie script just takes some doing.
I know.
So he's been doing some zombie stuff. He's obsessed with zombies. And
we have a history of making good zombie
films
in other spheres.
What's the one with David in the one?
I can't actually remember. Maybe Zombie Fest or something like that. It was the guy
Zombie Bosch, was it?
Zombie Bosch, yes, Zombie it was. Bosch. That's definitely worth watching.
If you've got the YouTube listeners on Podcast World, Zombie Bosch, Ash TV.
Yeah,
Ash TV?
It was Ash TV.
Ash TV. is a worthy look at.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a worthy look at. I think they're thinking about doing
Zombiebox sequel, yes.
And you know, I like to do some effects makeup.
Yeah.
And, so I was like offering my services, trying to squeeze a part of the thing.
I poked him once in the parish. I've seen him once or twice. He did that, so he'd seen my photography and I'd seen his videos, yeah. So we chatted for a bit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, next time I'm getting my work, and I'll just go along, take some pictures as it's been done.
Yeah, on the photography side, I mean, still trying to upgrade, well, still trying to find a good lens to create to, mm-hmm. Nailed on the ears.
Yeah.
And, keep looking at different ones. I'd like to get one with some good f-stop.
Yes.
And look at the, what's it, the 1740 lens, but it's like £800 for a lens.
It's extortion.
Well, but saying that, the Tamron ones are probably a lot half that price, aren't they?
Yeah. Chances are you'd probably get a good amount of usage out of them.
Mm.
But having a good set of lenses is why camera bodies become so cheap. I replaced mine just on a whim, practically.
I must admit, it was you, my friend, the other year that got me back into it.
Yeah, it was cool.
Because I used to take a lot of pictures, and I used to really enjoy having photography. And it was only when you came across with your, what was these ones? The Lumix ones, the GF2.
Yeah, that's the two. That one.
What's this one called? The GF1 and GF2?
Yeah. I don't stray far.
Natural brother and right? sisters. But, like, look at the quality of the images you have.
I know.
But it's amazing.
Since, now that I've got this new one has this brilliant feature in Air Max, if you can't hear that, see that.
whereby... Air Max. No, it's the same. Well, listeners of Podcast World, what he's doing right there is that he's really left and right hand different. And he's got his index finger and the... What's the other one?
Middle finger?
And the middle finger. He's got them both together and in a downward motion.
Like,
but at least twice, maybe three times. Yeah. Maybe three times. To index to the point where quotations might be inserted.
Okay, so I am earmarking. Earmarking.
And that was a point right there. That was a point right there. Was just in there.
It's got a feature.
Oh, and the third time. Third time.
Whereby you can aim the flash.
Yeah.
So
have you seen the Sony ones with this huge lens?
Like the tiny body.
Yeah. But very sexy. But me, I'm trying to put that Sony.
You have to be in the pocket.
Yeah, what's this lens?
It's the 20mm
lens.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It's very nice.
They are sexy, but you do treat your cameras like crap.
Yeah, definitely.
Look at I mean, listen in podcast world. What we have here is a Lumix GF1 with a. Surrounded by gaffer tape, without a lens on, obviously, because it's transferred it over. But
do you know how
you do? You do treat your cameras like crap, but I noticed the amount of work you do in your cameras, and they are quite impressive.
And that was an air quote.
Thank you very much. I do try.
I beat the shit out of them.
You do beat the shit out of me. If it was there. Yes, we're going to say something different, but yes, we do with the shooter.
I'm happy with that. I class it as a camera subscription rather than as a camera every time. So
what point did you get into photography?
I did it for the band.
The band!
But that was... It completely changed when I bought my first DSLR.
Mm.
Because it was like, I'm going to put some time and effort into this.
Yeah.
And then... I started taking it out on nights, but it's a ball ache to have it with you everywhere.
It is, which is why these cameras are perfect for it.
Yeah. Well, I saw it on I was on Everest and I came back.
Yeah.
I looked at the photos.
Whoa, hang on. Let's not skip over that. You were on Everest. when I was on, and I'm going to do the quotation right now. Everest. I'm raising my left and right hand now to Everest. You were on Everest and... I mean, I've seen your pictures of Everest.
Yeah.
And they're very impressive.
Thank you.
I love the British flags of them.
Oh, fantastic.
Because you've got that lovely amount of colour in a black and white background. Oh, grey and white background.
Yeah, because the clouds are like this. Fantastic. No photo with it. Yeah. Done on those.
Brilliant.
They were, yeah. And I saw that and I thought exactly what you thought. Brilliant.
Mm.
But I started looking around at people who've been doing similar. And I could just like... You could just feel the quality difference.
You think that you want to go back and take a better picture? Not for the walk or anything.
Not for the walk.
But just take a better... And I'm going to do speech marks. picture. Because I remember the one that was in the paper. The picture, yeah.
Yeah, the picture in the paper.
And he looked like Everest was 2 foot bigger than you. Yeah. 2 feet bigger. I think Everest is not
just,
that big.
Just around the corner.
It's not that big. Everyone makes a big deal out of it.
Is that right?
He's a bit of an anvil. But maybe it's a big global secret. Yeah, Everest has always been this big.
It's just tiny.
It's always been this big. We take these certain shots to keep it like this.
Yeah, yeah. And because my camera just wasn't quite
and
right.
You called them out that day. You called them out that day. It's like, I'll put my arm around Everest.
Yep.
Yeah. So all these people that fake their death on Everest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a big lie.
That was a big,
it's a big lie.
There was no rain or snow.
Wankers. No. Anyone that's died on Everest, it's a lie.
It's a cover.
It's a bold statement.
I'm going to write that. That's
going to be a lie. It's
that
lies.
That one is going to be the title. Sorry, podcast people.
Sorry, he's actually doing work.
All right, there we go. I got that noted. So I saw someone else's photos, and then I realised that their camera is small enough to fit in my pocket.
Yep.
And that was enough.
So these are the only two you want?
Yes-ish. I've got one of those little Dianas, which...
You got a Diana?
Yeah.
Is that a royal thing?
No, it's a fashionable name for those new cameras. What are they called? They sell them at a comic book store.
I've seen them. They're the ones with the four lenses.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I've seen them. But they do like a motion thing, too. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like tick, 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 tick.
How was that again? What? How was that again?
It's like tick, 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 tick. It takes a photo like a little half.
I know a Will Smith song, it's very like that.
Really?
But at the end it goes boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Tick, tick, boom.
No! He goes tick, 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 boom.
Are you ready for this?
All big camera.
Was that Will Smith?
It was Will Smith. Boom, shake the room. It's a wedding classic.
Boom, shake.
It's a wedding classic, my friend.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that was Will Smith. I thought it was some
Jazzy Jay. They're both connected.
Teamwork.
In a royal sense.
They are connected.
We've seen the trailer for the Royal Wedding, the American version, on some cable channel.
No.
And they have Kate and Will, or Will and Kate, so coming to a screen near you soon.
No way.
Will and Kate. And he's like, got this actor playing Prince William,
was he?
And the one playing the commoner, Kate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
And he's like, and then Will went to university, and he met Kate. Middleton, not middle class, which is more than middle class because she's quite posh, with £1 million family.
Wasn't it like Eton or Cambridge or something?
The one two was it St Andrews, the golfing capital of the world.
Oh, really? Okay, that's fair enough. I mean, you know, they were a pretty serious place. So.
But then it could do like a Will in a helicopter with a helicopter flies on Will. He's like Bruce Lee, but English. With a helmet.
It's kind of funny because my house party that's coming up the week after this is Princess B.
Oh, it was Dave's birthday.
Dave's birthday.
Princess theme.
We're getting up.
Does that mean that everyone has to dress up as a princess? Or you've got to bounce the castle.
Bounce the castle.
You've got princess cake.
Yeah, probably. Someone
made. Well, if not, you know, my wife does a very good cake. She's a very good baker.
All right.
She's not doing a master's degree in mathematics. She's a very good baker.
Your wife is definitely a versatile.
But I think it was Jess said today that got somebody to do the cake. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not a good, you know.
But if not, my wife would quite happily do a princess cake because he's a special little lad and he needs
a cake. Special cake.
How old is his son?
23, 22?
Sorry, the quality of the Havana just came away. Maybe I should put that half-eaten apple in the drink just to give some extra body.
I do have carrots in the fridge. If you
nice,
want
I like carrots. I'm good for now with carrots.
Really, really.
I've got my carrot fill earlier.
I did one podcast where I was just eating carrots the entire time. I'm sure it's just...
Didn't that... Didn't that
bother the microphone?
Yes.
Did you have not anybody with a shotgun in the room or anything?
It was just me, and I it was artistic merit.
How many characters are we talking? We're talking like a bag of carrots?
Yeah, we're talking of...
We're talking a bag of carrots.
Well, nowadays you can buy, like, snack carrots.
How many is a bag of carrots?
In this case, I couldn't tell you. I bet it's about 10 sliced.
That's a lot of carrots, one man.
I like carrots.
That's carrot Armageddon.
Well, since I've been vegetarian, like, I have to try...
You're vegetarian?
Yeah.
Since when?
Well, mostly vegetarian.
Ooh, hang on a minute. This is like going, fish aren't people.
Oh, no, I don't eat fish.
Fish aren't people.
Fish aren't people.
Fish aren't people.
It's like the green.
They're people.
No, I'm not a fan of the air quotes.
Oh, hang on. Listeners in podcast world, he's now putting his left and right hand and doing the question marks. So, not the question marks, the speech marks. So, on which way are we doing this then?
Mechanical processing of
meat. Mechanical processing of meat. Marks.
Yeah, so I just avoided meat.
Very nice. All together?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you're translucent right now.
Yeah.
I can see the window behind you. Through you.
I'm just shriveling away.
I mean, I can see outside. I can see that you know, I can see outside. That's great.
Wait, aren't I orange for all the carrots?
Who are you? You got a certain aroma. That carrot of goodness.
I know. I think at the moment I'm being kept alive by rum.
On the quality moustache.
And the moustache. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a good moustache, my friend.
There's nothing wrong with a good moustache. I was looking at some photos from the 90s. There was photos who are more...
They're
really kind of mundane photos, but...
Yes.
But just the fact that they were set in the 90s just made some kind of interesting...
Was it the haircuts, though?
It was the haircuts.
That tickled your...
Yeah. I mean, you know, the style was great. The shoes, these trainers that just go up, like, past your ankles.
Oh, like Back to the Future 2.
Me and Billy Ford playing Back to the Future 2.
Like, the bit where he's watching... Well, where he's outside the theatre.
Yeah.
Listens in podcast world... Let's just set the scene.
Okay, go for it.
There's Marty McFly coming back to the future. The future future.
The future when he's got the glasses future. And it's proper.
And there's Jaws 32 or 34.
And it comes out.
Steven Spielberg's son, Max Spielberg, who by now, what year is it set? 2015.
Yeah.
Which means he's got 3 years to direct... 29 films.
Yeah. 29 Jaws films.
29 Jaws films, which is quite a feat, I should have. And it's in 3D.
Yeah.
But not just 3D.
It kind of jumps out
of the screen.
It's holographic 3D.
It's holographic 3D, and he actually shoots himself.
Yeah. Understandably.
Which is a bit of the cut out in Back to the Future 2.
I think the only one that gets cut and shit. Is Marty McFly.
It's Bruce Biff. Who is an underrated actor. You've never seen him in any more films apart from Back to the Future.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. I'm sure people will tell me that.
Yeah.
He could be wrong. But I remember once I saw him on a breakfast TV show in Britain. And he looked very similar to the person he is. Because obviously he's... Yeah. Speech marks. He's in bits. But
typecasted.
Yeah, typecasted, and probably he's probably killed himself by now. He's probably dead by being typecast as the bullying film.
The bully.
Because let's face it, three films, three great parts in each film, but every time he gets covered in shit.
Every time.
So maybe that's a metaphor of his whole life, and he's finished acting. And he's like, going, well, hang on, if I take any more acting roles, I'm just going to get covered in shit.
Yeah,
you know. His entire life.
On this subject.
Yes. Do I often get covered in shit? I was saying that.
Well.
Not often.
I'm going to pimp the Back to the Future games again.
Yes.
I had an entire podcast on the Back to the Future games.
Very fun.
There's some new ones.
There is some new ones.
And they're really worth everybody's time to play. Me and Billy Ford were playing them yesterday.
Are these on which format?
You can get PS3. You can get the first one for free as well.
On the unspoken format.
We don't talk about.
See, I've never been an Xbox person.
Well, I don't give a shit. I've got Steam.
Got Steam?
Steam. It's you know, it's to download games on the Windows and Mac.
Really?
I got 50 games on my Mac. Got 100 games on the Windows because I want to support that. Mm-hmm. That's why I got my Xbox pad.
Yeah.
But No. Consoles, not for me.
So Xbox, the Back to the Future games, good game.
They're great. Do you remember the old days?
Has it gone back to like the first Mars McFly experience where it was like in the Pine Yard?
It's past.
Oh, it's
continuous. It's the same writers.
Nice.
And it continues with the same writers, and it's got
Zuckerman. Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And the first one takes after.
Sorry, I'm just on the first podcast burp. Is that there?
Yeah.
The first podcast burp.
The first burp.
Is that in the history of podcasts?
Yeah, I think that was the first one.
Wicked.
The podcast. Well, I'll submit it to Guinness Book of Records.
Wicked. Can I just say, Carl, we're the first burp on podcast. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're definitely the first burp on my podcast.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Yeah, it takes after the last one. So it takes after Marty goes in the train, but then he gets back home.
Is his girlfriend really annoying? His girlfriend's so annoying.
Oh, you like
all the films.
You like this one then? The current one I'm on. There's a load of cool stuff happens. The first one's like Western. Yeah. The second one's kind of mafiosa.
And his mum's not fit. I don't know why she keeps thinking that, but she's not.
That's alright. Someone's got to appreciate that. Maybe that was just the director.
George, obviously.
Here's the thing that I really need to make. The third one is really where it's at.
Mm.
Instead of the usual Back to the Future format of, it's the same, but in the past.
Marty!
Yeah. That's what happened in the first two.
It's your kids, Marty!
It's the third one that really does it. Yeah, did you play Half-Life 2?
No.
Okay, then without that. Basically, Marty is now in a dystopian future where Doc basically runs the town as this overlord.
Like a Hitler.
Yeah, literally, an evil Hitler.
Like a scientific Hitler.
Yeah.
Hitler.
Yeah.
Sittler.
That's exactly what he's happening.
He is Sittler.
He is Sittlering all over these people. And you've got to try and...
he's Sittlering.
I verbed that. Yes, I did.
He's a Sittler. Brilliant. Excellent.
Totally worth trying. And you can get it on your PS3.
I've just settled myself. There's Sittler all over the floor.
You're just trying to tie it in with Mikey's podcast, aren't you?
So cold. Oh, wow. That's so good. That was a love look. You're in a band, right? Can I just give you a yellow card there? But you have gone against the code of Rockstar Code. I wanted to interview your band about what happened in your tour.
You should, yeah, that would be interesting.
Like, well, we play chess and went to bed. We play chess and went to bed, and then we text each other. That's not a rock star tour. That's rubbish.
My bandmates believe that all stories of me should start with, he never talked to a girl.
What, Mike?
That's the rules. No.
Well, not until he was 21. Did you introduce him?
Did you? Did you just a girl?
This is a girl.
That's my mum.
Yeah, it's my mum. Someone that look like naked. That's not my mum, obviously.
Mikey is a perv. Yeah. That's what we've learned this in this podcast. So, I think we're almost close to wrapping it up.
I like the thing we talked about geeky stuff this week.
Yeah.
It's been intriguing. I mean, what are you on? Can I ask you a question?
You can quiz me.
On social media.
Yeah.
10 years ago, nobody would have discovered it or thought or imagined social media as it is now.
Yeah, definitely.
Where do you see it going in the next 5 years?
All right, so I'll go a bit further.
Mm-hmm.
Those photos I mentioned earlier in the 90s.
Sure.
One of the interesting points about that is no one had a phone.
Very true. Very true.
Okay, so since then, we'll take it another 10 years, so what, the 2000s?
Yeah.
People were pagering. So you start to get a little bit distracted by these little devices that are there with you all the time, but not particularly very much. So take it another 5 years, let's put it, what, 2005? You're thinking, right, that's MySpace era.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a bit social there.
Yeah, sure.
But it's very unrefined. You've got... no one gives a shit about each other. You're spamming it to a wall in the comments section. There's no real identity, unlike Facebook, whereby you're told you have to put your real name in.
Mm.
Everybody lives the line by an alias and rocks out like that, so no one cares too much.
I try to, and then they caught me out. they contacted me and says, "It's not your true email address. please give us a real one." Oh shit, yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, "Well, hang on. I mean, I don't want to give my information online."
Uh-huh. Understandable.
And because you get quite a lot of people online that are trying to spam you. So.
As said by the.
Yeah. But do you see anything encompassing Facebook?
I'm working there.
Well, obviously, I know that Google are trying to do circles thing.
Yeah, the likes and circles. Well, wait. We've done the MySpace era. We moved to the Facebook, so you're at this point now-ish. It's kind of passing, but you've got this ubiquity. You expect everybody you meet now to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
You also expect them to be almost instantly contactable through it.
Sure.
I replaced my MSN, my AOL. Still have an ICQ, but that's pretty much gone now. All with Facebook chat. So it's consolidated.
Yeah.
And everybody has got their real identity on there.
Mm.
And then now you're starting to move out a little bit further. So we're talking Instagram.
Yeah.
We're talking things that they don't just encompass one social group. They encompass multiple. Like, do you use Foursquare, the application?
I do use Foursquare quite often. I used to be quite the mayor in this town.
Yeah.
But apparently my mayorship's gone down quite considerably this past year. Because, you know how people they get keen on one or one
app? Yeah.
So, I think I got like about 50-60 mayorships in the space of just a few short weeks.
And this was...
And I think it's gone down to about 32 now, which I'm quite happy about, you know. Because, I mean, at the time I was like mayor of... West Georgia Playhouse,
yeah.
The cinema,
anything that existed,
anywhere that I went, I could get in there. And because I went to a certain place at certain times, I get in there. But also, I don't use it as much these days.
Okay, so here's the exact question: Do you use the Foursquare application much anymore?
Still do, yes, I do.
Instead of using something like Instagram, I mean,
I use them both. It depends how much time I've got in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I use the Foursquare if I'm out and about and I'm travelling somewhere and I might be around somewhere. If I'm waiting for somebody, like my wife or friends, I might just go, well, you know what, I'm going to get a drink and check in and check my Instagram and check my email and check my Facebook, check my Twitter, look at Tumblr. and it has got quite a lot, but you know what, it's not as if it's too much. It's either like which one takes a priority of your life. And I like the artistic way that Instagram works.
Mm-hmm.
I like the social media that Twitter works.
Mm-hmm.
Falling more and more out of love with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the way that, that Tumblr works.
Yeah.
And I like Dig, and I like, you know, and I like the other applications. But it all depends in how I'm feeling and where I am.
Yes.
You know? So,
what I see now is that you're getting these aggregations. Instead of going to simply one site,
yes,
you're actually working your way around multiple. Are you using something like Instagram, whereby I post one picture, that picture will go to my Twitter. If I choose to, it will go to my Facebook.
That,
if I choose to,
it
will go to my Flickr. Yeah. If I choose to, it will also locate me in Foursquare. Yeah. I have uninstalled the application for Foursquare.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I still post to it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, don't mean again, it was you that introduced me to... Foursquare and Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Not Twitter, but Foursquare and Instagram, and I think you're the fault for a lot of things. But as a programmer, you hear about these
designs
first, then you tell me, and I go, sounds interesting.
Sounds worth
it. Can I raise my left and right hand and do this course? And go, very interesting. And I'll check them out. And sometimes, like, what's the one to do the other week? Gorilla, was it?
That wasn't from me.
Not from you, but I do like to watch a few shows on TV where they do introduce to new social formats, and I will have a look at them and see if it works. And there's one the other week that looked a lot like Foursquare, but just too much faffing about, too much messing about, and it wasn't as slick. And so that's been cast to the bin now. And even if they released a new version, I don't think I'd touch it again. Don't release a product onto the market until it's finished.
Until it's polished.
Yeah. I think if you do it before, then people go, I'll play around with it, and then
try it.
I'll try it, but if it doesn't meet your requirements...
critical mass, basically.
Exactly. Then people will go, well, you know what, I'll just delete that. It didn't cost me anything. Oh, it might cost me like 50p.
Irrelevant.
And delete it, and when a new version comes online again, they'll go, well, no, I played with it before, I'm not going to try it again. But this is where developers have to think about, if they're going to release a product, then finish it.
Yeah.
And then release it, rather than just trying it out. But otherwise, if they do, then rename it. Because you get people like me, well, rename it. It's like, because otherwise people are going to go, well, I don't know, I want it, and it was crap before, so it's not going to be better now. Because now I've already got this one.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Mm.
Interesting.
So, I mean, are you working on anything that you think might be releasing soon? Or I know you've done the game before. You've done the
yeah. I've done a few cool games. Mm. But in terms of what I'm doing, all my stuff's web based at the moment.
Okay, can you say this is the most dirty opposite of you? dirty, disgusting. Listen, in podcast world, there's numerous banners everywhere in the office. There's a strategic placing of Apple tags around the room, and half-eaten apple, an empty bottle of Diplomatica.
There's two empty bottles of Diplomatica.
But it's creative, and I'm doing the things again.
Air quoting.
It's creative.
You haven't even talked about whiteboards. There's an entire wall of them.
Well, I saw whiteboards, but I thought I'll probably not be able to understand
it. Yeah, they're very tiny.
Oh, I'll leave them alone. TMB sounds like a cheap booker. Or a wrestler.
One of those.
TMB.
We actually made some things for a wrestler.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Can't say. that's a random name for a wrestler.
I know, right?
TMB.
Cannot say. Cannot.
Yeah, they cannot say move. Awesome. So I heard you've got Stu on here then. Stu, is this your list of...
the list is...
Let's have a look at your Smith.
So, the only one that doesn't have a subject yet.
And Grax, Grax's?
We've done Grax Domain. Grax was the one before Nike. You might not have heard it, but it was... Grax has this really interesting concept of 101 things he wants to do.
You don't feel at all. Days.
He's tomorrow. He's kicked off because he's agreed for it. Yeah, yeah.
Pete's great.
I've got him after the Pencha Kusha.
After what's name?
Pencha Kusha.
That sounds like a sex move.
Isn't it, right?
Pencha Kusha.
It's like a 5 minutes, five
sides. It's a 5 minute sex move.
Yeah.
Pencha Kusha. You should sell that. Pencha Kusha move. Got it as an app. And who's Hank van Diggen?
Hank van der Veen is, you know Hank. He works with me.
Is he the guy with the punch guy?
Long hair.
What's this shit that I heard the other night about there being no spiders in New Zealand?
Oh, that was Mikey, yeah. Oh, that is kind
of
cute.
There's no spiders in New Zealand. I'm sorry, Mike, if you're listening, but it's a pile of shite. you are a retard, my friend.
Someone's bitter.
I know that Mikey doesn't like spiders, but there's no spiders. There's no spiders in New Zealand, you're a dick, dude. There's at least two.
Yeah, there's.
Maybe 50.
Actually, it was Hank told us that there was 300 odd and at least three of those.
You know what? He sounds like a wise man compared to my un-rockstar brother right now that has forfeited his legions to the Rockstar Academy by shitting on the code. I like your mouse.
Thank you. It's the multi-touch Apple one. They're great.
Yeah.
Wouldn't trade that for the world. Jeez.
Hey, we've been on here for quite a while. Yeah,
45 minutes at least.
That's quite a long time in the old podcast world.
Yeah, but I think I'm getting better at keeping this going. So these things are going to get really...
What was your first one? Quite annoying. Did you have a list of questions?
Oh, it was well stressful. Was the
Who
first
was it?
One.
Who was your first one?
It wasn't... It was me and Grax, but it wasn't a case of... Like, this format that I've got now, whereby I figure out what I want to talk about.
Mm.
I find someone I want to talk about it with.
Sure, yeah.
I just keep pushing them into that subject for a while and bouncing.
So you're like a bully. Like a bully.
Yeah, this is what I'm a podcast bully. But that one was a case of, like, me and him kind of half-halfing, and it doesn't work that way. It works better when I'm more or less in control. But
yeah, well, I think as an interview, I think you have to be a little bit...
Well, that's the thing, yeah. It has turned into an interview format, which I...
But I like that. I mean, I think your format's got quite down to a T now. It's quite nice.
He's like, let's get him drunk.
Let's get him drunk and talk.
Let's give him some Veronica, and let's give him some Dr. Pepper, some flat Dr. Pepper, and give him a gun.
See what they can do with that.
And see if we can get him to release anything that might be the lightest.
Yeah, with Mikey, I really finished the balls. I really finished it. I got it down. Like,
damn, dude, just keep going. Just keep going. I believe in you, man.
I have finished the format.
You have finished the format. You have, and you're special. You're special in Terry.
Thank you. I love how like you two sound like each other sometimes.
Yeah, he sounds more like this.
It does actually.
He sounds more like, well, I was in a studio the day, and I just saw me on dick, and it was quite special. The way that no one else could ever do before, and it actually went in my eye. I was a bit embarrassed, but it's a new rockstar code.
Yeah, that's what we do. Beautiful. Beautiful.
What a. So good. I'll tell you what, when he gets married, eventually, when he gets married, at the age of 50, yeah, 60, sure. Whatever, then with his best mate Ben, then I will give the rioter, I will break all the rocks over and say, right, remember that time you had a gay experience in Germany? we're not speaking about that anymore. Sorry. But I've left the rockstar crew already. I've handed in my membership card. I can break any rule I want, my friend. That was a quick one.
Yes.
So, cool. If you get your next interview, are you going to have to buy more booze?
I am. I'm going to keep buying. I might try and different one. Well, yeah.
Obviously, you're not going to. Can I not someone else?
Do you know how it is to get good Diplomatica?
You can buy it online, sure.
That's what I do. It's 40 quid, those ones.
It's been washed out.
Yeah, I fill it with water. I drink water out of it at the moment.
That's very poor water. I'm just working away, Diplomatica.
No, I'm serious. I really do. I'm there, like, coding and drinking Diplomatica exclusiva.
So what's new for you and coding right now, then?
I was taught today.
Is it top secret?
It's
top secret.
Yeah, it's kind of top secret. But I can talk about some of the stuff that I learned today.
It's like on Sesame Street.
What I learned today
was the letter E.
No, I was given the basics of another programming language. It's very technical, so we don't want to go into specifics.
So fuck you.
It's called Clojure.
So fuck you.
Yeah. It's
above your pay grade. I can't tell you. I could tell you, but
I could tell you.
You wouldn't understand because you're thick.
Yeah, you'd have to pay me for that.
What a dick.
Right, I'm cancelling this. Yeah. Let's play some video games for a bit.
Let's do it. I'm going to take a picture on Instagram.
You can take a picture.
I might take a picture of your microphone.
That would make sense.
Right next to the bottle of the posh booze that I never got.
Hey, everybody, this is Carl Baird.
Hello!
I'm Order. Ciao.
Ciao.